Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mittlerner joining us. Back with Dr. Mittlerner in just a moment. Cattle producers, mark your calendar now for Superior Video Livestock Auctions Labor Day 35 sale coming September 10, 11, and 12. Broadcast live from the Doubletree by Hilton in the Denver, Thornton, Colorado area. Expecting over 75,000 head to be sold to be seen on Rural TV at Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Call Superior for more information, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties in America. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU has teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers not one but two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus has delivered huge results in the most challenging environments. Double Stop CL Plus is raising the bar for all varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Over the next few days, we're going to share with you some of the comments that we were able to pick up from Dr. Frank Mittlerner of the University of California, Davis, when we sat down with him at his office at the University in California. Dr. Mittlerner is one of the leading authorities, not just in this country, but globally when it comes to the carbon footprint of cattle, both beef and dairy. His star rose as he disagreed with the United Nations over greenhouse gas emissions of cattle.
We disagreed with parts of the United Nations FAO report titled Livestock's Long Shadow. That was a long time ago. So time flies. We wrote a rebuttal paper basically in 2009, and that really got the ball rolling with respect to discussing their assumptions and their calculations. And
one of the things that did happen, I know, was that you actually agreed to work with the UN, with the FAO, to try to clear up some of the things that they basically, you felt, did not have right.
Yes, that's right. The FAO actually made some real strides in finding out how do we come up with a good methodology, a good method to establish the impact livestock has on the environment. And they established a large project. It's called LEAP, Livestock Environmental Assessment and Performance Partnership. It's a global project that has one objective. That one objective is to come up with the right ways of measuring the impact of livestock. And there are national governments involved, many national governments. The entire global livestock and poultry industry is involved, and also many international non-governmental organization, NGOs. And that's under the roof of the FAO. And I have been the chairman of this project for quite some time now.
Let's go back and revisit those greenhouse gas numbers that Dr. Mittlerner forced the UN to revise.
First of all, the global numbers that the FAO used to use was 18%. They have corrected that to 14%, but that's a global average. In the United States, the official emission inventory for all of livestock used by the EPA and others is that livestock produces 3.4% of all greenhouse gases. That's all livestock species combined, 3.4%. And that's the total life cycle of livestock products, of all livestock products. In my opinion, these EPA numbers are correct. They agree with what we find here with our research. And if you now tease out different commodities within livestock, let's say beef only, then we find that beef alone contributes to approximately 1.4% of all greenhouse gases in the United States.
Dr. Frank Mittlerner, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.